This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
A presentation of Garrettson Building Supply. Well, a number of days ago, we told you about Peace at Home Advocacy Center obtaining a former motel to house survivors of domestic violence and also folks that are lost everything in the Archie Creek fire. We're going to give you an update about that and tell you how to get involved. Catherine Elizar is coordinator for the Douglas County Task Force on Family Violence. How long have you been at Peace at Home?
For 1 year, Kyle.
And I know you've been around the area working in various things for a number of years. How do you like working at Peace at Home?
I love it. I just love it. The mission is just right there with my heart. And the executive director, Melanie Primmer, is wonderful to work with. And now with this shelter project, it's just very exciting.
Well, we heard about this, the concept in general, not the specific one, a number of months ago, some of the response to the wildfires in Oregon. And initially, there was a motel purchased up in the Eugene area for an organization there. But then it kind of shifted a bit, and Peace at Home was able to work with the Oregon Community Foundation and ended up getting a grant, now having a former motel in the area. And now you need to put stuff in it.
We sure do. It's the practical part. So we have 20 laundry baskets waiting to be filled. It's the practical pieces that make a room a place that survivors and victims of the wildfire can live in. Because sometimes it's not just one day, one night. It can go on 30 days. We've had some for 6 months. And so we want to make sure these rooms are equipped with coffee pots. They do have a microwave, but not much else. So sheets, the bedding, towels, all the practical pieces, the toothbrushes, all of that.
So this really gives people an opportunity to help out in a practical way. How is it all working?
So we had a church in the area that noted that this is National Volunteer Week and the month of April is for volunteers and projects. And so they wanted to contribute and figure out how they could be a part of this effort. So the church, the Roseburg Church of the Latter-day Saints, is offering to gather the items. And so if people go to our Facebook page, they can see the link to where the person who can collect everything, and they're going to organize it, sort it all out.
So for people to get the items, then basically they can go on this link, and we've got it posted with our story at 541radio.com and on the KQEN Facebook page. Go to that, see what is needed, and then basically sign up?
Yes, and they'll be able to see how many items are in each room. You know, do we still need silverware? Do we still need plates? Bowls, we realized bowls. Everyone needs a breakfast bowl, you know. We didn't have many of those, so they'll be able to see how many are needed still.
And ideally, in the perfect world, you'd make everything look alike in every room, but it sounded like really the main aim now is to make everything in each room all go together.
Exactly. If it's new, that's wonderful, but gently used, we welcome those items too. And there's lots of opportunities in our communities to find these items. Local businesses, whether it's a secondhand store or many of our small businesses, any of these places, but you could gather, as well as you might even realize you have a few items you haven't used and they're looking fine. So we would welcome those.
So for people to do that, not a big investment. Sometimes these projects come along and somebody says, I can't write a check that big, so I really can't do anything. Here, it really is kind of tailored to whatever you can do.
Exactly. It might be a cutting board. Purchase a cutting board, some kitchen towels. We welcome anything, and you'll be able to see what is needed, too.
So, well, you're trying to get all this done fairly quickly, though, right?
Very fast. Because underneath all of this is, as soon as we have that ready, that room becomes available for a survivor or a victim of the wildfire to move right in. But those rooms are waiting. They're sitting and waiting.
So I know this is a very exciting project, kind of a shift
it
in
is.
Things, and COVID kind of related to some of that as well.
It is. So we're taking into account that each of the rooms need hand sanitizer, cleaning products, all that we need, thinking of COVID as well.
And sort of different than the former model of maybe housing a group of various people inside a home or something like that.
Right, exactly. They'll have their own setup in their room. There will be eventually like a small community area, but, you know, we want to keep in mind, of course, about COVID. So for now, we're just wanting to make all of those rooms self-sufficient and just very soothing for these people that have been through a lot.
Yeah, in either situation, whether it's domestic violence or whether it's the wildfires, I mean, it's a gut-wrenching situation, and sometimes you literally walk away with nothing.
Exactly. And so we want them to be able to walk into these spaces. They have everything right there that they're able to use, a coffee pot that they can heat up their water in the morning and, you know, make a breakfast and be able to take a shower, you know, feeling safe. And it's just a good environment for them to be in.
So again, we've got the link to the website because it's one of those really long ones. If you say on the radio, nobody's going to remember it anyway.
Exactly.
So just go to the story we posted this morning. We'll also include it with the podcast when we put that up around 9. And you can connect in there, see the list. Also, we've got the email of the family connection and the church that's involved to help out and pick all of that up. But again, the effort is to get it really quick and go through some of the items again that you're looking for.
We're looking for king and queen sheet sets, cutting boards, mugs, dishes, silverware, cutlery, coffee pots, the bath and kitchen towels, a bath mat, you know, anything you can think of that will make a room self-sufficient for these needed clients.
All right. Ready, set, go. It's that simple to help out. Catherine Elazar, coordinator for the Douglas County Task Force on Family Violence and Peace at Home. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you. And thank you for everyone that started the project already. We appreciate it.
8:38 in the morning conversation, a presentation of Garrettson Building Supply.
You've got projects, we've got solutions.